Today's daf is Nida Daf Samech. We're holding on Daf Samech Dalet and Beis. We are 7 lines from the end of the page. We are at Itmar, 7 lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lezecher Nishmas, Marcel Weber, Mordechai Ben Yoshua, Menachem Mendel, Alav Shalom, who is Nifter on Shabbos, Tes Kislev, the Neshamish Evan Aliyah. We thank Henry for the sponsorship, and also by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And we thank Dr. Landerer again for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So we're holding again 7 lines from the end of the page on Daf Samach Dalet and Beis. First thing we're going to talk about is if you can see if a person sees Dam with the second Bia but didn't see Dam with the first Bia, because we're in the Sugya of Dam Besulim. So do you assume that that is Dam Besulim if you only saw Dam on the second time? Where was the dam the first time? So we're going to have a machlokas about that. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that even though in the Mishnah we spoke about three categories of women and how long we have the right to assume that the dam is dam besulim, we spoke about a girl who's loi giz manaliros, a girl who's a giz manaliros but has not been roa, and a girl who's a giz manaliros and has been roa. We never spoke about a bogaris. A giz manaliros is just a nara. So what is going to be the status of a bogaris? And that's what the majority of Amud Aleph is going to come to try to clarify, both the Bogaris who has not yet seen Dam and the Bogaris who has already seen Dam. And then the Gemara is going to define the length of time that is an Ona, because in one of these categories we're going to have that we give a woman up until an Ona to see Dam, that we assume that the Dam is still Dam Besulim. So we're going to define what an Ona is in regard to Dam Besulim, as well as in regards to being Metaher, a Gas, a wine press, and as far as being Metaher, Kalim that have come in contact with Yayin Nesach, that we're going to say, not Metar, but Kashrin Kalim that have come in contact with Yayin Nesach. Then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the halacha, the bottom line halacha of Boel Be'ilas Mitzvah Uporesh, that even though the entirety of the sugya has been working with the assumption that as long as the dam is dam besulim, she is tahora, she's fine, you don't have to assume any problems, at the end of the day, the halacha is going to be otherwise. That as soon as she sees dam, even though it's dam besulim, it's Boel Be'ilas Mitzvah Uporesh, that right after the Be'ilas Mitzvah, right after the very first time she sees dam besulim, they have to assume that she is Temeya. He has to be Poresh from her. Then the Gemara at the very end is going to discuss what happens if she's Shofa'as Dam, that if the Dam continues from within the time that we still assume the Dam is Dam Besulim, until after the time where we would no longer assume the Dam is Dam Besulim, but it's one continuous Re'ias Dam. So do we still go with the earlier time and assume that she's okay, or do we assume that she's Temeya? So let's begin 7 lines from the bottom of the page on Samach Dalet and Beis. Itmar, so Itmar, Boel v'lo matzadam v'chazru Boel matzadam. What if he's Boel and there is no dam, and then he's Boel again, and the second time he's Boel, there is dam? So Rabbi Chanina Amar Tameya, Rabbi Yasi Amar Tahora. Rabbi Chanina says she's Tameya, we have to assume this is dam nida. She didn't have dam besulim. Haraya, the first time they had Bia, she didn't have any dam. So this must be dam nida. And Rabbi Yasi says Tahora, because we have to assume that the dam besulim didn't come out the first time, but now the dam besulim is coming out. So Rabbi Chanina Amar Tameya, that if there were this word dam besulim, then it would have come out the first time. Rabbi Yasi Amar Tahora, Dilma Shami Leke de Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Yichoni Livel, Kaba Bilos, Below Dam. And Rav Yasi is going to say that she's Tahora because it could be that the first time they had Bia in a way that didn't extract the dam besulim, just like Shmuel says that he would be able to be Boel Kama Bilos. He was an expert in figuring out the proper angle to be Boel without being Motzi Dam. So they may have just fallen into that they may have had such a bia that was not Motzei Dam. The Idach and Rabbi Chanina would say, no, Shaini Shmuel, the Rav Guvrei, Shmuel is different because Shmuel is a great expert in this area, but other people are not, it would be totally uncommon for them to have a bia that doesn't break the Basulim. So if the first bia didn't produce any Dam, we have to assume that there was no Basulim at all, and the Dam that comes out the second time is not dam besulim, it's dam nidus, and that's why the isha is going to be Temeya. Tosfos points out that in the first parak of Maseches Ksubos, we say that most people know how to be Baal Ba'ataya, that it's not only people of the likes of Shmuel. So Tosfos says, yeah, but that's talking about if you don't have a Bia Gemura, where the Bia is such that the woman wouldn't even become pregnant from such a Bia. But over here we're talking about if you have a Bia Gemura, if he's Gomer Biaso, where it's a full Bia, that is unlikely not to break the Basulim, unless they're on the Madrega of Shmuel. It's someone on the Madrega of Shmuel, then someone on the level of expertise of Shmuel could have a Bia Gemura without breaking the Basulim. Okay, now all of the discussion that we've had in the Mishnah has been about the three categories of women that are very, very young, but we never spoke about what about if someone marries Bogeres? How long do you assume the Dam is Dam Basulim? So Amar Rav, Bogeres, Nosno Laila Harishon. You get the first night. Even Beis Hillel, who said, Igiyaz Manaliros, gets 4 nights. Beis Hillel only says that by Higili Mehanurim. But if she's a Bogeres, she's already more than 12 and a half years old, she gets the first night and that's it. And that's only if she's a Bogeres, she's 13 years old, but she's never seen Dan before. Aval Rasa in La Elabilas Mitzvah Vesulo. But if she's Rasa, if she has seen Dam, then she only gets the Bilas Mitzvah, nothing beyond the Bilas Mitzvah. Pashut Pshat in the Gemara is, yes, nothing beyond the Bilas Mitzvah, which means the second time she sees Dam, we're going to assume that that's Dam Nida, even if it's on that same night, But that first Bia, she's still going to be Tahora, even though there is Dam, because we still assume that that's Dam Besulim, and Dam Besulim is Dam Maka. It's not going to be Metameher. That's the Pashut reading of the Gemara, even though some read it otherwise, that we only give her Bilas Mitzvah, that we're already coming on to what we're going to say later on in the Daf, that we give her a Bol Bilas Mitzvah Poresh, that you only give her Bilas Mitzvah, and then right away after the Bilas Mitzvah, you have to be Poresh. So Meisve, ask the Gemara on Rav. Maisa, there was a story, V'nasan LaRabbi, Arba Leilos Mitoch Shemos Chodesh. There was a story of a Kala who is a Basula, that the husband was Baal Bila Rishona, and she saw Dam, and then the husband went away for 3 months, and he came back 3 months later, and they had Bia again, and they saw Dam, and then the same thing repeated itself. So over the course of time, every 3 months, they would have Tashmish, and he gave her 4 nights of seeing Dam that spanned over a 12-month period. So with this Maisa, if this Maisa that Rebbe gave her 4 nights happened to be when she was a Bogeres, so then it would be Kasha and Rav, because Rav says that a Bogeres only gets Laila Arishon. So now we have to figure out what exactly was the case of this Maisa. What was the girl? Was she a Katana? Was she a Nara? Was she a Bogeres? If we're able to prove that she was a Bogeres, then we're going to have a problem with Rav. So let's see if we can prove that. So, Hei Chidami, says the Gemara, what exactly is the case of this girl where it was 12 months and 4 be'ilos that Rebbe was still making? Ile mid'yavla kulubi me'katnus, if all of the 4 leilos were while she was a katana, that she got married when she was 11 years old or 10 years old, something like that, and then by the time she got to 12 months after the marriage, her first anniversary, she was still a katana, she was not yet a nara, sa achtichyamak. That doesn't make sense that you would only give her 12. You'd give her Asher Tichyamaka however many times. It wouldn't only be 4 be'ilos. It would be however many be'ilos until she is healed from the wound. Ella must be Diavla Kulubimei Narus. That all of this happened while she was a Nara. Says Mara, that can't be because it was 12 months. Narus Shemas V'chodesh Mi'ika. Narus doesn't last for 12 months. V'amar Shmuel, Ein Be'Narus L'Bagrus, El Shish Chodesh Milvad. A woman becomes a Bogeres 6 months after becoming a Nara. So it wouldn't be that it 12-month period, she had 4 bios all during the main Arvos. And if you could say, no, maybe what Shmuel meant was that it's the period of time to be an Arvos is at least 6 months, but not that it has to be only 6 months, it could be longer also. Well, Habilvad Ka'amar, that can't be what he meant, because he said, Shish Chadashim Bilvad, all it could be is 6 months, it cannot be more than 6 months. So it can't be that the case was the girl was a Nara. So says Gemara, yeah, but still, maybe it's not that all four bios and all 12 months were while she was a katana, nor that all four bios and all 12 months were while she was a nara, but maybe it spanned the two. Ela diabla shtayim bime katnus v'shtayim bime narus. Maybe the story was she wasn't a bogeris at all. It was all during the bime katnus and bime narus. The first two bios were while she was still a katana. The next two bios and the next 6 months were while she was a nara. So it was four bios over 12 months from the time that she was 11 and a half until the time that she was 12 and a half. Says Gemara, Habayi minei Rav Chinna bar Shlamya mirav, he gives man liros tachas bala mahu. But that can't be, because they raised the shayla that if a girl got married when she was a katana and she reached the age of nara while she was already married, so what's the din? Meaning the suffix is any woman who's Igiyas Manaliros gets 4 nights. But a woman who's already nivellus more than 4 nights while she was a katana, and now because of those bilos, so does she get 4 more nights now that she's a nara? If she was a basula and a nara, we'd say 4 nights. But she's not a basula anymore. As a katana, she's already had kama v'kama bios. She's already been married. So how do we act going forward? What do we assume going forward? Samalei, so Rav responded, Kol bi'ilo sh'atabawel einon ela achas. What you do is you take all of the bios that happened while she was a katana, whether it was 1 bio or 10 bios or 100 bios, and they all count as 1 bia. So she gets 3 more after she becomes a nara. Vashar mashlim el arba leilos. The rest will be mashlim to 4 nights after the yimei anurim. She gets 3 more aside from the bi'ilos for that she had when she was a katana. So since all the bios that she had as a katana are considered bia, it can't be that our story was that Rebbe gave her 2 bimei katnus and 2 bimei narus, because all the bilos of bimei katnus only count as 1. So he should have given her another 3 bimei narus aside from the 2 bimei katnus. Meaning, if this was a case where it was every 3 months, right? So the 12 months, the 4 bios over 12 months happened every 3 months. So the first 2 that were both bimei katnus should have had the halachic status of a single bia, and then she should have been given more than 2 more bimei narus. Ela diyavla achas bimei katnus ushtayim bimei narus vachsmei bagrus. No, it must be that this 12 month spanned 3 different stages in her life. It spanned when she was a katana, a nara, and a bogeres. 1 bia happened while she was a katana, 2 while she was a nara, and 1 while she was a bogeres. And those are the 4 bios v'tok shnei masor chodesh. Now, based on that, once we come to that, now we have a kasha. Now we're ready to finally ask our kasha. Say, iam rabish shlomo bogeres b'yamlo yavinu latzvei. If you're going to tell me that a bogeres that gets married, and she has not yet had bia before marriage, but she gets married now, she has bia, that we give her more than 1 night against what Rav said, then you could be miyashiv the story with Rebbe and say that we give a bogeris normally 2 nights, and Rebbe was matir to have bia an additional night bisman habagrus, that kihechi da hani katnus bimei narus mitzvah lachada, that just like all the bios that a woman has as a katana will only count as 1 bia klape, what the cheshbon that we're going to have to keep while she was a nara, a haninami narus lebagrus lemitzvah lachada. So too, all of the bios that she has as a nara will count as only 1 klape v'yimei bagrus, meaning a bogeris normally gets 2 nights. She's already had multiple bios as a nara, but all of those multiple bios count as 1 bogeris bia. So how much does she have left? 1 more bia as a bogeris. Then the story makes sense. So if you give a bogeris normally 2 nights, I understand why Rebbe gave this bogeris 1 night, because all the bios that she had bisman and narus takes off 1 night from the cheshbon of what she's going to get as a bogeres. But Eliam bogeres diyam lo yavinu latfei. But if you're going to say that a bogeres in general only gets 1 night, like Rav wanted to say, so how come Rebbe gave her 1 night after she became a bogeres, when she's already had bia previously as a ketana and as a nara? The bios that she had bimei narus should take off from the cheshbon of what we're willing to give her as a bogeres. So since Rebbe gave her full night. So what did the bios of the Narus help? It didn't do anything as far as changing her status. So lo leis ela bilas mitzvah v'su lo. What Rebbe should have said was that she only gets bilas mitzvah as a bogeres, but not that she gets the full laila as a bogeres. So the olam diyav la achas b'mei katnus v'sholosh b'mei narus. Now the case must be that the arba leilas they were talking about was only one during Yimei Katnus and three during Yimei Narus. So, the Yimei Narus is only 6 months long, and if you give her four nights, mitoch 12 months, mitoch shemas chodesh, it can't be that that three of those nights were during the Yimei Narus. No, that's not a problem. Maybe those last three bios were not separated by 3 months from each other, but they were separated by 2 months from each other. So you could have four nights, mitoch shemas chodesh, from the time she's a katana until the end of Narus, where the first night that Rebbe gives her is while she was still a katana, a half a year before she becomes a Nara. And throughout that entire 6 month period before she becomes a Nara, she could have had bia many, many times, but that's only going to count as one anyway, because all of the bios as a katana only counts as one. And then 2 months after becoming a Nara, she had a second bia, and then a third bia after another 2 months, and then a fourth bia after another 2 months at the very end of the Yimei Narus. So at the end of the day, it was four bios, mitoch shnei asar chodesh, when the bi'ilos b'Yimei Narus were 2 months apart and not 3 months apart. So that was the story that Rebbe had. Now the Gemara is going to tell us that Rav said that a bogeres that gets married gets Laila Echad. So Gemara is going to discuss, what if she's already seen Dan b'beis aviyah? What if she's already become a Nida? I mean, we've been talking about a bogeres. Yeah, she's reached the age of a bogeres, but a bogeres who has not yet seen Dam Nida. A woman who's already seen Dam Nida, we're much more inclined to say we're much sooner going to say that the Dam that she's seeing is not Dam Besulim, but Dam Nida. So the Gemara tells the story that Menimin Saksinoa is the name of a person. Have a shakil va'azila asrei to Shmuel. He was going to where Shmuel lived, and he married a bogeres who had already seen Dam Nidus, and then she became tahora, obviously, before the wedding. She went to the mikvah, whatever. But Savar Mevruv the Kavaseid Rav, he wanted to follow the shita of Rav, even though she had already seen Dam bebeis aviyah, and to be metayer all of the Dam that she sees on the first night, that Afilu Rasa, even if she sees, even though she's already seen Dam before they ever got married, she's seen Dam Nida. So Amar Meniman explained his Svara, Lo Palig Rav Ben Rasa Ben La Rasa. Rav never said that there's a difference whether she saw Dam as a single girl or never saw Dam as a single girl. And then, as he was planning on doing this, Kadam Shachav Bu'urcha, Meniman died before he was ever able to carry out his plan. So Kari Shmuel Aleid Rav Lo Yuna Letzadik Kol Oven. Shmuel said this is a raya to the godless of Rav, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't let a takala be motzi mitachas yado, then nothing terrible is going to happen, because no avera is going to happen as a result of a psak of Rav, because the real halacha is that if she was rasa beis aviyah, she only gets bitlas mitzvah, she does not get laila harishon. That's the story of Menimin. There are similar stories abound about all sorts of tzaddikim, but in the Tshuvas Vayan Avram, he quotes a story of the Beis Yosef and the Ramah when it came to Heter Aguna, that the Beis Yosef was going to Aser and Aguna, and the Ramah came up with a very creative Heter to be Matir the Aguna, and he signed the Heter Aguna, and the Beis Yosef Kayadua had a Chavrusa with the Malach. That's what the Sefer Magid Mesharim from the Beis Yosef's Chavrusa with the Malach. So the Magid came and told the Beis Yosef that you were right, this woman was not Muteres, but because in Shemayim they were so sameach with the pilpulo shel Rama, with all of his limud Torah, that they killed the husband as soon as the Rama signed the thing, and so the husband died. So that's what some of the Achronim say, that one has to be so careful with heter agunos, because whichever way it's going to come out bad. Meaning, if you're wrong about it, so either you're not going to have siyata d'shmaya and you're just going to be wrong and you're going to be mater neshes ish li alma, or you're going to have siyata at this right, you just killed the person. So whichever way, it's going to be a serious matter if a person if a person is matir naguna incorrectly. Okay, once we mention Rav Chinna Bar Shlamia in the name of Rav, so another statement of Rav Chinna Bar Shlamia in the name of Rav, but really luchora apropos of nothing that we are talking about over here. The Mefarshei Agada tend to try to explain why certain agadic teachings are placed in certain sugyas, but I didn't see anything on this. So Rav Chinna Bar Shlamia Mishmei de Rav, kiven shenitko shinav shaladam. Once a person loses his teeth, meaning a person gets old and he loses his teeth, nismatu mizonosav. So it's harder for him to support himself. Shenema, meaning it's harder for him to eat. Shenema, because the pasuk says in Nevuas Amos that gam nikion shinayim b'chol areichem b'choser lechem b'chol mekom oseichem. So when a person gets to nikion shinayim, he gets to ezikna where his teeth fall out. So he also gets to a point of choser lechem that he doesn't have enough mizonos, that he doesn't have enough food. So the Marsha says that it's telling us that a person should try to make a lot of money when they're younger, so that they could put away money for when the Ve'elei Siknuso, so they'll have a retirement fund. They'll be able to live when they're no longer able to earn money. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, no, it's coming to tell you to daven, that you should daven that Ve'elei Siknuso, that you'll still have a lot of food. And Eilu Ve'elu Devaril Kim Chayim, a person is supposed to save and is also supposed to daven. Right? The Gemara is going to say soon in Masechta Nida, Habalavah Lo Sagya, when you ever want to accomplish anything, you need to put in a lot of amelos, you need to put in a lot of ishtadlus, and also you need to daven a lot. One person can't do anything without both of those factors. Someone asked Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi and Chelik Dalet Siman Aleph if he should put away a retirement fund, or he had a savings account for when his kids get married, and for other major expenses that come up in life, or is it a lack of bitachon? So he said, anything that always happens is not a lack of bitachon. Meaning, if something is always comes up in life, that can't be a lack of bitachon. You hope that your children get married one day, and you hope that that's similar to Rav Moshe about buying life insurance, right? It's not a lack of bitachon if it's something. There's no mitzvah to believe you're going to live forever, because it's never happened. So why would you believe that you're going to live forever? Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Rasa va'oda, so we said that if she was Rasa while she was still Bebeis Avia, so Beishame says she gets Bilas Mitzvah, but Beisil says Kol HaLayla, that the whole night they could have Bia multiple times. Tan Rabban, Rasa va'oda Beis Avia, Beisil Amru Kol HaLayla Shala, she gets the whole night, V'nosana Ona Shleima, and she gets a full Ona. V'kama Ona Shleima, so Pirush Rav Shimon Gamliel, Layla V'chatzi Yom. Ona Shleima means that full night plus half of the next day. Frankly, me being in Kulei Hai, you need to give her so much time. It's the half of the next day as well, or a mini. But I'll ask you a stira from a brisa where we define ona differently. Now, this brisa is in an entirely different context. It has nothing to do with a girl or dambasulim or anything. But it's just the term ona is defined not by half of the next day as well. It's defined in some other way. So here's the brisa. The brisa talks about a person wants to be metaher es hagas. He has a wine press that became tame, and he wants to be Mitar of the wine press. Problem is, all the wine that's absorbed in the kalim of the wine press is also tameh. So in order to be Mitar of the wine press, you can't just bring it to the mikveh. You first need to extract the yayin that's absorbed in it. So Aresha Yugita of a base bad of tameos, if his wine press or his olive press are tameh, so Bikesh Lasos and Betara, and now he wants to do the Betara, so he wants to extract the yayin, Ketzeruosa, so what should he do? So Hadap in Valu Lovin Vaha Adoshin Medichan. The Dap and Lovin and the Adoshin, those don't absorb much wine at all. You could just rinse them out. The Dapin are the boards that they put on top of the grapes. The Lovin are like the brooms that they would sweep out the whatever is left. They would sweep out the wine press, and the adashin are the gas itself that the grapes are placed into. So that you could just be madiach b'mayim, and that's good enough to clean out any absorption of tam. But ha'akolim shal natzarim, the baskets of the netting and the baskets shal bitzvutz that are made out of canvas menagvan, those you need to dry out. Shal shifa v'shal gemi, but if they're made out of shifa or gemi, different types of materials, then miyashnan. Then it's not enough to dry them out. You need to age them. You need to be miyashin them. V'kama miyashnan. How long do you have to age them till you assume that they're totally dried out of any absorption that they may have? 12 months. 12 months. From shungam lielomer menichun migas legas. They'll leave them from one wine pressing season to the next wine pressing season. bad libado, from one olive pressing season to the next olive pressing season, and that's going to take care of it. So Hainu Tanakama, Frankly Gemara, wait a second, they're both saying the same thing. Whether you say 12 months or whether you say the next season when you're going to be pressing wine or olives, that's l'chora, the same exact amount of time. So says Gemara, Ikabinayu, Karti Va'afli. Nafkamina would be if the batzir of this year was early from the batzir of the was earlier than last year's batzira. So if so, it's going to be less than 12 months between one season and the next. Or afli, when this year's batzira is later than last year's batzira. So according to the Tanakhama, you could use the gas because 12 months have passed. According to Rabbi Shimon, no, you need to wait until this man of the gas haba'a. Rabbi Yossi Omer harotza l'tar miyad. If you don't want to wait and you want to be mitired the gas right away, so magilim berotchin, you could do agala. Hagala will also take out the absorbed flavor. Ocholtem b'meizesim, or you scald it b'meizesim. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but l'chora the idea of the 12 months is I think that's where the Chacham Tzvi gets his idea that after 12 months all blios and kalim go away and you don't have to worry about kashrus issues when relating to blios and kalim. The 12 months are miyashin the blios so much that you don't have to worry about the blios, because over here also the other option is to do agala, to do kashering. So your kashering is either just waiting 12 months or by doing an actual kashering. So you know, we don't pass like that Chacham Tzvi, but we sometimes use it as a sniff lahakel in certain circumstances. So Magilim berotchim, ocholtem b'meizesim, or scald them with meizesim. Pour boiling water that the zesim were boiled in order to take out to extract the shemen. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Yosi Manichan Tachsatzin or Shemem of Mekalchan. That if you want to be metar right away, put it underneath a pipe where the water flows, obemayin shemem of rodfin, or in a spring that the water is flowing at a rapid pace. The kama ona, and how long do you have to do that to put it underneath a pipe where the water is flowing for an ona? And just like we said about yayin esach, that's how to clean out kelim that have yayin esach in them. So too, we say the same thing when it comes to being metayer kelim that were tame. So it says we weren't talking about yayin esach. We've been talking about kelim that are tame, not yayin esach. Say it the other way around. That just like we say by taharos, so do we say by yayin esach. Okay, v'kama ona, how long is an ona? We said you got to leave it under the faucet for an ona. How long is that? Amru b'chibarabah, amru b'yochanan, o yom, o laila. An ona is either a daytime or a nighttime. Like by vestos, when we say that your porish mishto for a veset, for an ona savest. So that's o yom, o laila. It's either sunrise, sunset, or sunset, sunrise. Rabbi Chana shu'una va'amri la Rabbi Chana bar shu'una amar Rabba bar Chana amar Rabbi Yochanan chatzi yom v'chatzi laila. It means half a night and half a day and half a night. V'am Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak lo pligi. They're actually not arguing whether it's either o yom, o laila versus chatzi yom v'chatzi laila. Everyone agrees it's 12 hours. Ha b'tkufas nisan v'tishrei. Ha b'tkufas tamuz v'teves. It depends which time of the year you're talking about. If it's Nisan or Tishrei, where they're 12 hours each, the night and the day are 12 hours each, so then you would say that O Yom, O Laila. But if you're going to say that it's during the time of Tkufas Tammuz or Tkufas Teves, which Tkufas Teves was just this week, now it's Erev Rosh Chodesh Teves, but we already had Tkufas Teves, was just earlier this week. So Tkufas Teves is, I think it was Shabbos maybe? I don't know. But that's our Dafyomi coincidence, is what I'm trying to say. So Tkufas Teves is when the nights are much, much longer than the days. It's still dark outside, and so the nights are much, much longer than the days. So that's where we say chatz yom chatz laila, and that's how you're going to get to exactly 12 hours. So, but the bottom line is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the shear of an ona is 12 hours. It's not a night plus half of the next day. So how come over here when it came to the dam besulim, we said it's a night plus half of the next day? So chanami emakavi nida chatz yom chatz laila halayla v'chatz Yom Kamar. What do you mean you can say the same thing by Anita that it's Chatzi Yom and Chatzi Laila? He said Laila V'Chatzi Yom. Ella, O Laila Denisa V'Tishrei, O Chatzi Yom and Chatzi Laila Tevis Tammuz. No, what he meant to say is it's either a Laila, if it's a Nisan or Tishrei type of Laila, or it's a Chatzi Yom plus Chatzi Laila if it's Tchufas Tevis V'Tamas, right? Those were two separate options of what it could be, but it's always 12 hours. V'Iba Yisema, or it could be that we always give till Chatzos of the next day when it comes to Dam Besulim, because you never have the whole night. Because Shaini Ksuba, the Magi Batfei Ad Chasmi, that a Ksuba is different because till they sign a Ksuba, you know, they're arguing back and forth. The Chasna never goes quickly. It's never, they never just get the Ksuba signed. Nowadays we do because it's all, you know, the amounts are all universal. Everyone always goes with the same numbers. We're always, we're not actually assessing anything. We always assess everything that the girl has as Mei Zekukim Kesef, as Mei Zekukim Kesef Tzaruf, which, you know, at certain points in Jewish history, that was a dream that a woman would have so much Mei Zekukim Kesef Tzaruf that they were so poor. No one ever had that amount. It just made her feel rich to say such numbers. And nowadays, very often, girls have way, way more than Mei Zekukim Kesef Tzaruf that they're bringing into the marriage. But we just say everyone gets the same ksuba from the Asher to the Ani. So it's the same thing. But it used to be that they would find. Someone told me, one of the Rebbeim Yeshiva told me he was Masari Kedushin at a chasana, and it was a Sephardi chasana, and the mechutin came in to the wedding. He said, "I want $1 million in the ksuba. I want you to add $1 million in the ksuba." And the other mechutin said, "What are you talking about? We have like a standard ksuba." And he wouldn't let it go. And they were fighting back and forth. They ultimately settled on like a $500,000 or something. And he said the father of the kallah that insisted on $1 million said, "Yeah, this is our minhag." He says, "The minhag is to get $1 million." He said, "No, our minhag is to fight." So we were mekayim the minhag. So but that's like a ksuba de las patigra, that there's always an argument about the ksuba. So it would go well into the night, so they would only have Chatzi Laila anyway. So Chatzi Laila and Chatzi Yom. So that's why it would be an exact ona. Okay. Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvai, after this whole sugya where we talk about how long do you assume that it's just Dam Besulim and not Dam Nida, because Dam Besulim, she's Tahora, that's just Dam Maka, and once it's Dam Nida, she's going to be Tameya. After that whole sugya, Rav Shmuel tell us, Halacha, Bal Bias Mitzvah Parish. We treat Dam Besulim like Dam Nida anyway. Meaning, after the Bias Mitzvah, she bleeds, that's it. She's treated like a Nida if she bleeds. Aye, but it's Dam Besulim, you know it's Dam Besulim. Yeah, yeah, we treat her like a Nida anyway. So Masr of Chis, the Mice of Nasan Rabbi Arba Leilus Mitoch Shemus Chodesh. Chodesh. But what about Rabbi giving 4 nights Mitoch Shemus Chodesh? It wasn't Paul Bilus Mitzvah Poreish. Some of the Rava Hadure Apircha Lamalach Osim Masnisin. Why are you asking a kasha from a Maisa of Rabbi? Our Mishnah is against this because our Mishnah said that Dam Besulim is Tahar. So who's Sovereign Maisa Rav? He thought it's better to ask from a Maisa Rav rather than to ask from a statement of Halacha. He thought it'd be better to ask from a story that actually happened. But Mikol Makom Rav Shmuel Kasha. But still, either way, the kasha is a kasha. How could Rav Shmuel say Baal Bias Mitzvah Parish? So Inu David Rav Seinu the Tanya Rav Seinu Chazur Venimnu Baal Bias Mitzvah Parish. No, it was a later takana. The Rav Seinu got together and they voted and they decided that it's going to be Baal Bias Mitzvah Uparish. Question is why? Meaning if it's Dam Besulim, why in the world would they make such a takana that Dam Besulim is, which is really Dam Maka, that you're going to have to treat it like Dam Nida and be Parish? So the Rashba writes in a tshuva, you have to be choshesh that he was Baal Ba'ataya and the Besulim didn't really break, and therefore this dam is not Dam Besulim, it's Dam Nida. So they were machmir that's what happened. The Rush says that no, that the reason we're machmir about this is because Bi'ila is the kol nimsru. Everyone who gets married has bia. It's bein talmid chachamim or amei aretz, and whether you're marrying a young girl, an old girl, they're all the same. So therefore, we have to make a low plug and we give everyone the biggest chumrah because it's since it's the kol nimsru and it's yitzro tokfa. The Rush points out a person has a significant yitzar hara to want to say, oh, it's probably just Dam Besulim, it's probably Dam Maka. So we say, no, Dam Besulim is no longer Dam Maka. We treat everyone with the greatest stringency. The Sidri Tara has a discussion of the nafkaminas between the Rashba and the Rush. Some of the Gaonim say differently. The Gaonim say, it's like Vatechalchal HaMalka, that a girl is very scared on the first night, and fright can bring about needles. So since fright can bring about needles, so we assume that's what happened. The Rush Mesach Ksuba says differently. It's interesting. The Rush in the 10th parak of Nida says, and I'll tell you what, don't tell me that you're assuming that there's a little bit of Dam Nida mixed in with the Dam Maka. That doesn't happen. That's ridiculous. We're not going to assume Dam Nida gets mixed in with the Dam Maka. The Rashi Maseches Ksubis, same author, says, and the reason, Balabilis Mitzvah Parish, because you assume that there's a little bit of Dam Nida mixed in with the Dam Maka. So that's what they work on to try to figure out what the Rush, how the Rush is reconciled with the Rush, how it works out. So they suggest that maybe there's the Tam HaGzeira and the Geder HaGzeira. That the Tam HaGzeira is, like the Rush says, more like a low plug. That's what motivated the Gzeira. Once they made the Gzeira, they treat it Ki'ilu, it's Dam Nida. You treat Dam Besulim like it's Dam Nida. Machon Pua sent out a Shaila. Did I mention this? The Machon Pua sent out a Shaila last week of a woman who wanted to get a hymenectomy. Hymenectomy? I mentioned, yes. So she wanted to rebuild her hymen. So whether that counts as Dam Besulim. So Rabbi Siegelman, who works for Machon Pua, told me that he was giving the Daf Shir yesterday. And in advance, he wanted to find out what Rav Shechter said about this. So he asked Rav Shechter agreed with Rav Asher Weiss, which is so strange to me that they both held that if a woman got her hymen rebuilt, surgically rebuilt, that the Dam would still have a din of Dam Besulim. That would you'd have to assume it's not Dam Maka. You have to assume it's regular Dam Besulim, that it's Bol Bilis Mitzvah Parish. A very, very great finish. Most of the other posting that they asked said, what do you mean? It's fake. It's all it's not real Dam Besulim. It's Pashut that it's L'chora Dam Maka. Okay, but that's a major discussion that they had. So bottom line is they're Bol Bilis Mitzvah Parish. So Amru Ula Kiavu Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Betinokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish were learning the sugyas here of this perek of perek Tinokas, love maskimina el kedemasik talami bekarba. They didn't get much out of it. They didn't learn much from the Mishnah. Umesaimi b'halchi bal bilis mitzvah parish. Meaning the Mishnah tells us that there's all these cheshbonos of how long do you assume that it's dam besulim before you assume dam nida. All of it's irrelevant lahalacha because even if it is dam besulim, we assume bal bilis mitzvah parish. We assume even further that even if you didn't see any dam, we assume in Shulchan Aruch that if there's a Gemar Bia, you assume that there must have been dam, Shema Chifau Shikva Zera, that there must have been a Tipas Dam that you just didn't notice because maybe the Shikva Zera covered that Tipas Dam. There's an interesting deal in the Poskim. I once got a Shaila that a couple had a Gemar Bia, meaning in the sense that as far as penetration was concerned, it was a Gemar Bia. They didn't see any dam, but he also wasn't Motzi any Zera. So if the whole reason that we're Machmir by a Gemar Bia is Shema Chifau, so what do you assume when there was a Gemar Bia but there was no Shekhva Zera? So some of the poskim say, it means that the dam got lost. I mean, the most likely explanation of why you didn't find the dam is Chifau Shekhva Zera. But it could just be that the dam was still inside of her body or whatever, or you just missed it. You didn't see the dam, or that there are other bodily fluids that are also involved. So maybe it's Lav Davka Chifau Shekhva Zera. So that's an interesting discussion that the poskim have. Amle Rabbi Abla Ravashi Elamayata Bal Nefesh Lo Yigmar Biyasa. Ooh, if it's going to be Bal Bilis Mitzvah Parish, which means that the Dam Besulim has to be treated like Dam Nida, maybe one should be extra strict and not have a Gemar Bia, because if he completes his Bia, then he knows that she's going to be bleeding in the middle, and that should be treated like Nida. So I'm like, Imke Libanok for Parish. If we tell him he has got to start making Cheshbonos in the middle of the Bia, whether she's already seen Dam or not, it's going to be way too stressful, and he's not going to want to have Bia in the first place. And that's going to be a bitul period of Rivia. So even a Baal Nefesh should not be Machmir, it should be Gomer Biaso. See, this is unusual because the Gemara Masechta Shavuos tells us that if in the middle of Tashmish a woman says that she became a Nida right in the middle of Tashmish, the Gemara says that the correct thing to do is not Sipan of Bekarka, Masiach Daitel, the Dover Acher, he should distract himself, Yamtinach Aver Mace, he waits until he's Aver Mace, and only then remove himself from his wife, because if he just pulls out at that point in time, there's going to be Anas Tashmish on the way out. So he's got to wait to get zero Anas Tashmish from the time that she becomes a Nida. So the Gemara is saying, we don't do that by Dam Besulim. If we were to insist on that for Dam Besulim, that as soon as there's full penetration, therefore there's an assumption of Dam Besulim, which we treat the same as Dam Nida, then it would be an extremely stressful thing. So we're makil on dam besulim, since the whole thing's only a chumrah to begin with, because we know that dam besulim is really dam maka. So we're makil to allow for a gemar bia. There is an interesting discussion as far as dam besulim is concerned. What if the besulim has been removed surgically, right? What if they took out the besulim? We discussed before the less common case of rebuilding besulim, which is very unusual. The biggest kasha in that whole case is why on earth does such a procedure even exist? Like, why would they ever do that? So the answer is because of the Muslim community and the Indian community. That's very important. The Ayatollah in Iran, according to the internet, paskind that a woman is still a basula if they rebuild the basulim. So that's a very chashuv procedure for them. So, but if a Jewish girl wants to do it, so that was an unusual case. But a more common case is a girl will go to the doctor and ask the doctor to remove the basulim entirely. So does that cause her? So it's really a double question. So first of all, is she a basula going forward? Meaning when she has tashrish with her husband and she sees dam. Do you get to assume that that's dam besulim if it's already been removed? And is she tamea right now? Meaning when the doctor removes it, so does that make her tamea on the spot? So there's a chubas marsham where the doctor removed al yidei instrument. He used an instrument to remove the besulim. And the marsham says, because it's only dam besulim and not dam nida, not really dam nida, I'm going to be makil that she doesn't need to wait 5 days before counting Shiva Nakiyim. She can wait just 4 days before counting Shiva Nakiyim. It's one of the coolest we have for Dam Basulim, that after Dam Basulim, a woman only has to wait 4 days before counting Shiva Nakiyim. But what do you see from the Marsham? He says, I'm being makil, but what he really means is, I'm being machmir, that's Dam Nida, that you can't count that as Dam Maka. Rav Maisha has a tshuva where someone told him, so the chassan told him that the doctor removed some of the basulim, but he said that if he's not boel that day, then the basulim is going to come back. So he's going to have to be boel that day. So does she need to wait Shiva Nakiyim, or can he be boel that day? So Minchas Yitzchak writes, I'm sorry, not Minchas, Bar Moshe, Rav Moshe Stern writes, it's interesting that someone was able to fool Rav Moshe and tell him such a ridiculous thing, that there's no doctor that would ever say such a thing. It doesn't make any sense that they would have to have bia that day. But anyway, in that tshuva, Rav Moshe talks about the status of surgically removed besulim, and Rav Moshe writes that we find that this din of boel bilas mitzvah parish is when it's al yedei the bia that the besulim was removed. That's where you have a din that we're machmir, that dam besulim is a din of dam nida. But if it wasn't removed al yedei the bia, then it was moved by some procedure, then you wouldn't have the same din. Whereas others argue, well, why is it that we're machmir? One of the shittos in the Gaonim was that there's a fear that fear is going to is where choshesh brings about dam nidus. There's a fear of surgery also, so that should also be a legitimate fear that brings about dam nidus. So this is a lebedik topic in the discussion. Generally speaking, most poskim do not recommend that a young girl should, before her wedding, should go and get the basulim removed to save all of the problems. And, Shatta doesn't have a major problem with it, but most of the other poskim do not at all recommend that a person does that. Okay, we'll stop there.